The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks so much for listening. I love you, and I love your feedback, and you're right on the money, whether we agree or disagree. And most of the time, you are right on the money when you're kind enough to listen, so we appreciate that more than we could tell you. And, you know, we'll continue the fight. David Bossie's going to join us in a minute, but right now we're going to bring the star known as Hogan Gidley, former National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign, former White House Deputy Press Secretary, Newsmax contributor. Hogan, welcome back to the show, brother. Always awesome to have you with us, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Really appreciate it.
No, we got you, man. Hey, you know, let's talk presidential. First of all, how are you? You're doing great on Newsmax. We've been watching. You look great. Are you having fun over there?
Well, I'm having a great time. They're doing such great work over there, you know, really kind of bringing some news to folks that they don't normally hear from other outlets, really growing by leaps and bounds, not just because of some of the things the other networks are doing or not doing, but just because they're offering a good product.
Yeah.
And so people want to see it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're doing great. And James Rosen is over there, our buddy, who's the White House, a chief White House correspondent, does a great job as well.
Lethal. He's lethal.
I know. He doesn't give up for nothing. Hey, also, hey, Hogan, while we're talking about that, and I don't talk about this to James because I don't know sometimes if he wants to talk about it, and he's going to probably kill me because he knows I'm talking about it now. Didn't the Obama administration spied on him? Do you remember that? Dave said it was the Obama.
100%. 100% they spied on him.
And I don't want to add, because he's very, like yourself, he's a guy with great humility, and he doesn't like to talk about himself, but I'm going to talk about it next time, because Obama, and you forget about it, spied on a reporter. Went out and I know Obama just had a New York Times piece, and then I saw James kind of tweeted out, well, they didn't mention me in that piece, so it's amazing what meaning, you know, the left, if you will, what they get away with. And those of us who love this country have to deal with the constant ridicule of the mainstream media.
Yeah, Trump actually said stories that weren't true were fake news, and they said, well, this is a threat to democracy. I can't believe who would ever say something like that. And then they actually weaponized the government to spy on James Rosen, go after a journalist, and you don't hear a word from other journalists. They're like, yeah, no, that's fine, because it's Obama. It's all fine. Don't worry about it.
It's a very unsettling, especially what's happened with Hunter and with this story here from John, our buddy, our mutual friend John Solomon. I said National Archives refused to release emails between Hunter Biden and the father's staff. I mean, and yet they're going after Donald Trump in Georgia. They're going after him with the special counsel. They will not stop. I don't know how to even this out, but what's unsettling is that still the mainstream media, Hogan Gidley, has about 16 million or so, you know, viewers every night, and they're just not dealing with the truth. Things come out. They don't even tell you the story. And so the fight is just. The mission is just. So we appreciate what you're doing at Newsmax. We're trying to do it here on AM 970, The Answer. But let's run, if I can, Hogan, to the presidential race. Mike Pence jumping in. Does he thinks he's got a shot, does he?
I mean, obviously, I don't think he would jump in otherwise. I think a lot of people are trying to go in that lane of I'm Trump's policies about his personality. But again, what Mike Pence is going to be running on is saying, hey, look, I was there for everything. Look at all the great things Trump did. Oh, but I was in the room, too. Why don't you vote for me instead of the guy who actually did them, who's in the race? Now, look, I like Mike Pence. I think he's a good guy. However, I don't see any scenario in which he wins, even if the other candidates beat themselves senseless, like DeSantis and Trump, I don't think he's the beneficiary of those votes. And from my understanding, what they're going to campaign on is, hey, I'm the adult in the room. Look, we're the adults in the room. We've been there, done that, says Mike Pence. Well, I remember another person who ran on being the adult in the room, and that was Joe Biden. Been around for a long time. Look, hey, don't you feel more comfortable now, Joe, that Joe Biden's in the White House? He's the adult, after all. His whole staff, they're the adults in the room, aren't they? They've never done anything wrong. They've been around forever. They know everything. The borders are out of control. The world's burning all around us. Yeah, no, that's the adults in the room. So I don't know what he's selling people are going to be buying.
Yeah, it's so true. And then Chris Christie, you know, we talk about it because, I'm a Jersey guy. I know Chris and everything, but he's going in as well. And this is my fear, Hogan. And what I like about you is you're level-headed, even within acting as White House Deputy Press Secretary in the Trump campaign, with all the that nonsense that the mainstream media spewed upon you. You dealt with it in a measured fashion. I'm afraid Chris is going to go in, and I know him. And he's going to start going right after Trump. That's what he does. He invented in-your-face politics. Christie did, you know. And then it's going to be like a bloodbath because I wish Donald Trump wouldn't even bother. I wish Donald Trump would be the elder statesman, Hogan. I'm not even going to bother. You know what? I proved what I can do as president. I'm going to do it again. But I don't know if that tenor – I think it's just going to get worse before it gets better, yes?
Oh, 100%. And I think Chris Christie's lane – is an interesting one because he's going to have a lot of the establishment support, or at least some of the establishment support. Mm-hmm. But I think what he's going to do is he's going to kind of, just spend his time attacking Trump head on. I don't think he cares whether he actually wins or not. And I hate to say that for someone who's putting everything on the line to run for president. What I think, though, is he's going to work to take down Donald Trump and call out people on stage, mostly Trump, but everybody else too. He's going to do what he did to Rubio last time. He's going to try to do it to Trump. Remember how he called him out on stage? It was a big moment. Then Rubio just fell off the mark after that. Yeah. I think that's what Christie's going to do. He likes doing stuff like that. And sometimes it gets him, success in politics. Sometimes it doesn't. So we'll wait and see what happens here. But I think that's all he's going to do is just be that bare knuckle brawler. And while Trump can be a counterpuncher, I think Christie just goes on the offense all the time. And so we're going to see how that works for him.
Yeah, and I must – guilty as charged. We love it on the radio. We love it. I live for it. It's great entertainment. I just think about the country because – and help me out here, Hogan. If they do that, if they go into that, and it starts with that, Christie going after Trump, and they go back and forth, and then I'm telling you, Biden – there's a possibility, as bizarre as this sounds, that after the disaster of the worst presidency in history – and the guy's not even president. It's some cabal in the White House who's running this whole administration, in my opinion. They could win again in 2024, Hogan.
And I would even say possible. It almost leans probable, depending on what the news media does and these three-letter agencies do, going after the Republican candidate, whoever that may be. Of course, if it's Trump, we know they'll move heaven and earth and break every law they can to try and smear the man, hurt his family, hurt his staff, hurt his companies, to try and take him down. So I hate to say the word probable. I would say it leans there just because of how much they have to work to prop up Joe Biden and support Joe Biden. Because, again, if they admit what they've been doing to those on the right, from James Rosen all the way up to Donald Trump, to those mothers and fathers out there standing up for life or people standing up for their child's education, they're going after those people. What makes you think they're not going to go after Donald Trump again in order to keep that power? And in the process of going after Trump, you're covering up for someone like Joe Biden. So all the policies he has put into place have really hurt America's families, no question about it. A lot of people are going to jump ship from Joe Biden. 66% of the country feels as though if Joe Biden's reelected, this country may not be able to survive it. That tells you how many people don't want him to run for president again. But who knows what those three-letter agencies are going to work to do this time, because they've done it in the past, and they haven't been punished for it. So they haven't been punished for it. What would keep them from doing it again?
Yeah, then they won't stop with Donald Trump. We'll let you go. I appreciate your time. I know how busy you are, but I'm not objective because I know Trump 40 years I know him, and I have nothing really ill to say about him. And people, they jump all over me because of it. But the fact is, they won't, whether you like him or hate him, they won't let it go. Trump captured here on CNN on tape talking about classified documents. Donald Trump here, this is BBC. Donald Trump recorded saying he kept classified file. It doesn't stop. But my prediction is this, Hogan, help me out here. They'll go here. They'll go to Georgia. They're going to go with the general counsel. I think it all goes away, and it makes Trump bigger and stronger than ever. I mean, that's my prediction. What are you thinking?
Again, I think so. The only time he spiked above 51% in popularity was in August of last year, that was during the Mar-a-Lago raid.
Right.
People don't like the weaponization against folks like that. And they got some recording, and they're like, look, bombshell, look at this, Donald Trump, bombshell.
Yeah.
They've had the laptop since 2019. All the stuff there about 10% for the big guy, all the emails back and forth. Now we have bank records, different LLCs have been funneling money through for the Biden administration, and they're not saying a thing about it. Yeah, all of these folks who lied under oath to Congress, the McClappers, the McCabes, the Brennans, all those clowns, not a problem at all. No one has an issue with that. They're all up on CNN as if they're trusted sources. Adam Schiff lied repeatedly, still on TV as a trusted source in Congress. So the double standard is clear, and bias occurs in two ways. It's what they cover and what they decide to cover and how they cover it. And there's no question it is stacked against the right. It is weaponized against people like Donald Trump. The quicker we get them out of office and get our people in, the better off this country is going to be.
And you got to be right there, front and center. Hogan Gidley right there. Thank you, Hogan. Always enjoy our chats. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Please come back soon, my friend.
Anytime, Joe. Thanks. God bless.
Thank you, Hogan Gidley. I just love his energy, and I love he's a decent guy. You could tell Hogan, the White House Deputy Press Secretary under Donald Trump, did a great job when he was in the White House. He used to love watching him, very measured, you know. And Newsmax, he does a great job on Newsmax as well, because it's not. By the way, and if I can just do this for a second, I love it. You know, and I know that you listen. It's amazed the power, not the power. It's amazed we are honored that you listen to the show and that you get it and you hear what we're saying, because I'm telling you, we are at the precipice of a nuclear war, inflation like we've never seen. Everything, all I know is when I go out and I have to get a plane ticket, when I have to take my daughter to LA, when I have to buy something for the kids. We're at the doctor's yesterday. I'm at the doctor's with my daughter. She's doing great, thank you. But Olivia, you know, everything is so expensive. It's like, what? And yet we barrel through, and they leave this Biden guy alone. And it's not him. It's the people running the Biden administration are destroying this country. So that's why I say you need a rogue person like a Donald Trump. You need a rogue person like DeSantis is great with the press, by the way. But Trump on stage at the podium still has the swagger and star power. But whoever it is, everybody's got to settle down. You got to be smart here. And I know you're not going to agree. A lot of people aren't going to agree with me. You got to go under the radar, and you got to be smart about it. The second we start, the people who care about the country, start fighting amongst each other. That's exactly what they want. And once Christie goes after Trump, it's, oh my gosh. And then Trump goes after DeSantis. You got to stop, guys, please. You got to stop. You look at Vivek Ramaswamy. Use that as your model. There's the brightest guy probably in the whole group, I'm telling you right now. Do respect everybody. Vivek is probably the smart. And he just says, this is what's wrong. Here's how I would solve it. That's all we got to do. Don't fight amongst each other. They want us to do it. And I'm pleading with the people, because otherwise we're stuck with this shadow government. And then we're going to lose the country if we don't take it in 2024. David Bossi has a lot to say, and he's a good guy. So David will join us. And we'll get there. Well, you know what? We just want to come up with solutions. But I love that you're involved, and you just let us know. Tweet me or you hit me up on the phone at 877-970-2999, because the fight is on and the mission is just. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Susie's on the roads for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's sunny and 65. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln's 30, the Holland 35 from the Turnpike, 50 from 1 and 9. Crash still there, FDR South and at 53rd Street. Only the far right lane gets by. You're jammed from the RFK Triborough Bridge. Accident on the LIE East and Utopia Parkway in the left lane. Getting busy in Jersey. Accident on the Parkway southbound at 117 in the right lane. Crash on Route 1 southbound at Old Post Road. Accident on 287 southbound at exit 37 in Hanover Township. Checking your forecast for today. Nice. Partly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Friday, sunny and warm. Friday's high approaching 90. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe of the radio, tell me about Relief Factor one last time this hour as we work our way to Mike Gallagher. Mike knows about Relief Factor. Dr. Gorka knows, and our buddy Larry Elder, you know, you see everybody talking about Relief Factor. Why? Because it works. It works. You know, after all the wear and tear of me in the gym, Mr. Tough Guy in the gym. Oh, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Workout. Whoa, you pay for it now. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. You do. You pay for it now. So now I find Relief Factor. They jump on the show. I say, before I start talking about it, I want to try it. Skeptical, as you know, as I am. You go, man, is it going to work? I don't know. I'll try it. It's 100% drug-free, which I love. And boom, out of pain in 5 days. Out of pain in 5 days. 5 days. And been out of pain ever since. And the three-week quick start for only $19.95 will tell you if you can get out of pain. It's only $19.95. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Fair enough. You know, but we would suggest that you try it because I want you out of pain and I want you to embrace life and enjoy life. Like I always tell you, because it's the least you deserve. I know how hard you work. I know it. So the least you could do is get yourself out of pain and get around pain-free. 800, the number 4, the word relief. 800-4-RELIEF, or everything you need to know about Relief Factor is at relieffactor.com.
Officer Tatum here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of emergency alert systems, keeping you advised on threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
For over a century, local broadcasting has evolved with the needs of the community. We move past the stigmas of opinion journalism and bring the most relevant news online, on air, and on the go. You have trusted us with your news, sports, weather, and entertainment. Trust us to keep moving with you. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress local broadcasting is here to stay.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So can I say about Dr. Lederman, Gil Lederman? You know, again, we had the best dinner with Mr. Crowley and with Frankie V, and we went to a kosher restaurant, and Dr. Lederman suggested what steak to have, which best steak to have, and explained to me the part of the, you know, the cow that is the best part. And we had a great meal, and we had a great time, and we broke bread. But I asked Dr. Lederman a lot of questions, and I wanted to listen so I could tell you about Dr. Lederman and how, for example, if you have breast cancer, I want to tell you, I know how you must feel, and we do have choices, and that is indeed from Dr. Lederman. You call 212-CHOICES, because I found out at dinner, Dr. Lederman works harder and longer than most people do all day. He built a radio studio in his house. How cool is that? It's because he feels like he could really get across to you on radio. He feels radio will save lives. So as you're listening to radio, and we appreciate that, and I appreciate Dr. Lederman understanding that, we talk about breast cancer. We talk about you facing decisions. We talk about you weighing all the options and the fear that you have. Well, we want you to consider those choices offered by Dr. Gil Lederman. Because when Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, check these numbers out if you would. 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman has been an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy for decades. Radio surgery that is non-invasive, it's highly successful, involves no cutting or bleeding, very little if any normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life. In most cases, as an outpatient basis. Dr. Lederman was the first to bring body radio surgery to America. Radio Surgery New York is conveniently located in Manhattan at 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, okay, for an appointment. 212-CHOICES. It's 212-CHOICES.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. David Bossi is a former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016. New York Times bestselling author, by the way. President of Citizens United. And we invited David on the show because he wrote this great piece for Fox News called Debt Ceiling Deal's Biggest Loser is the American People. David, welcome back to the show. I know you're fired up this morning. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
As always, my friend. How you doing?
Good. You know, by the grace of God, everything is so good. But I fear what's going to happen in the election. You know, we'll get into that. But let me talk about the debt ceiling, because I didn't know about McCarthy, David. You know, I said, I don't know. But now he went in, he brokered this deal. I'm thinking, okay, at least he brokered the deal. And that's the soft side of me. But I like the caucus that stood up against this, and explain to us why you think this is a bad deal for the American people. Because I tell you what, although we want to settle things down, we want to work things out, we hear you, sir, loud and clear. Tell us about it, David, if you would.
Yeah, there's no question, Joe. You just, in 10 seconds, just put it in the right perspective, which is we hoped for the best, yeah. Right? We wanted, yeah. Everyone wanted a deal. Everyone saw an opportunity. Very rarely do you have huge percentages of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree on one thing, which they did in this particular instance, which is, in return for raising the debt ceiling, the vast majority of the American people wanted deep spending cuts to be part of the deal. And what the 29 Republicans who voted against the rule, which is meaning the allowing the bill to come to the floor, mm-hmm. and then the 71 Republicans who voted against the bill when it was in final passage, all look at it and say, and many more who didn't vote against it, by the way, believe that it was a missed opportunity for the American people. So, you know, McCarthy says, well, we cut spending, and you know, we're the first Congress to cut spending. Sure, the spending, they're saying, is going to be a savings of $1.5 trillion over 10 years. Now, if you said it was a savings of $1.5 trillion over 2 years, I would have been like, no, okay, we probably could manage that. But over 10 years is $150 billion a year. That's a rounding error in our economy. That's nothing. Okay. And so we didn't get very many cuts at all. And that's what this fight was about. And when you have 58% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans and a majority of independents all agree that spending cuts must happen, guess what? Spending cuts should have happened, and it really didn't. And I think that your listeners are smart enough to understand that, you know, they went there to the White House and they had an opportunity to do it and do it the right way. And of course, they failed. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's why you have these Republicans so upset, is that it's the missed opportunity. And it's not the deal that we were told we were going to get.
And do you think if McCarthy held up, and he held it up, that the Democrats wouldn't default, I honestly don't think that Joe Biden understands any. What do you think?
He doesn't. But let me just say this. Janet Yellen and the federal government, to be candid with you, they don't know when the date is. They don't have any clue, Joe.
Yeah.
These people have been running Social Security for 100 years and have driven it into bankruptcy. They've been running Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they've been running every social program for 50 Social Security for 50 or 100 years, and they've broken every single one of them. Every single one. There's not the United States Postal Service. Okay, the government breaks everything it touches. And so for them to say to us, it's we're going to run out of money on May 31st. Oh, well, it's actually June 5th. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's not. These are just made up in order to create pressure points. And so, sure, is there probably a day? Maybe. But the government just has to shift payments, and then they solve the problem. And that's what they did for the first day, for the first week. And so, Joe, I'm a skeptic at heart. When it comes to the federal government wanting to do the right thing by the American people and for the American people. And that's what this is about. You see guys like McHenry and Graves, who go to these two members of Congress, who go to they go to the White House as the negotiators, and they're weak, and they go there and they get rolled by a guy who's not just not mentally there, but they get rolled by incompetence. They get rolled. I mean, I'm shocked. Even I, who've been around this town, I'm shocked at the level of which they got rolled. And look, I know they tried. They're not bad people, but they should have. We settled way too early. We settled way too quickly. Even if people said to themselves, we had to have a deal at all costs. Mm-hmm. We couldn't afford a shutdown. And to be honest with you, I've seen government shutdowns now. They become routine, right, Joe? We've seen them. They used to be the worst thing in the world, and now the sky is falling. And you know what? Nobody notices anymore. They have a government shutdown for a week, and nobody pays attention to it anymore. So this would have been different, but I don't know that it would have been as catastrophic as they try to make it out to be. And who is that? That's the federal government who wants to continue to spend unimpinged. This is the mainstream media who is in cahoots with the White House and the Biden administration. So how is it that we're taking their word for it? So I just look at it and I say it's a missed opportunity. We didn't get the real savings, Joe. Just a final thought, and then obviously I hand it back to you. But I mean, we're staring at $32 trillion in debt. 32, and with this agreement, we're automatically going to 36 by January of 2025. Okay, and I got to tell you, this agreement gets us to 50 trillion in the blink of an eye before 2035. Okay. And maybe even earlier. This is not something to be celebrated. This to me now that it's done, I didn't want it to be done. Now that it's done, it needs to be analyzed and taken apart for what it is. Yeah. It needs to be what is thought of as the starting point. It can't be the end. It has to be the beginning.
I wonder if the Senate going to okay this, do you think, David?
Totally believe that. You know, look, you need 60 votes in the Senate. Well, you know, there's 10 Republicans, who would agree with who would agree with Chuck Schumer on any spending, right? Like, that's just who they are, right? Like, that's their MO. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And so we're going to have, don't get me wrong, there's going to be terrific you know, members of the United States Senate led by guys like Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, right? Tom Cotton. There's some great, great people there that are going to make it very difficult, that are going to be standing tall for the American people and to make sure that they try to stop this thing if at all possible. But you also have guys like Jack Reed, a United States senator, who has already said, we are going to add spending to this bill before we send it back to the conference. And a the conference is where members of the House and Senate, appointed by the leadership, come together to make the House and Senate versions match up. What they're going to, and then you have to agree to it. So what we're going to see, we are definitely going to see what the Senate adds, and they are. They're going to see this as an opportunity to add, and they're going to. And that's a problem.
And
it's
a
big problem.
David Bossi writes here on the piece we just retweeted, the Biden-McCarthy bill also makes a mockery of what most people consider meaningful spending cuts and only claws back a small percentage of unspent COVID funds. The fact that this legislation fails to get back every cent of the funds, I think everybody agrees with you there, David, that were intended to combat COVID-19 should tell you all you need to know about the wisdom of the proposal. I thought that they didn't call back everything from that COVID. You know, because even New Jersey, we've got millions and millions of dollars in Jersey that's not spent. It doesn't help my property tax living in the Garden State, my brother. I'll tell you that. Be nice if they gave some of it back to the people. But David, before we let you go, can't we and to go off of what Vivek Ramaswamy has been talking about, cut the Department of Education. You know, the way Donald Trump went against NATO, say, look, you guys aren't paying, we're not paying. I mean, can't you the money that China should owe us in reparations for the Wuhan virus? There's so many things we could have done to get money back, correct?
Oh, for certain. Absolutely. Look, you know, they clawed back, I believe the number was 50. They clawed back $30 billion of the approximate $50 to $60 billion. So only half of COVID money. Look, let's just be honest for a second.
But did we lose
billions of dollars? Billions of dollars.
There it is.
Billions of dollars are now a joke. Like, you know, not even real money.
Yeah, that's right. That's a problem. David, we appreciate it. I think a lot of people, my brother, agree with exactly what you're saying. And we appreciate your piece. We always appreciate you jumping
on. Go read the piece. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, indeed. David Bossi right there just retweeted the debt ceiling deal is the biggest loser. The biggest loser is the American people. Republicans, Dems, hell bent on driving us into debt. And we just retweeted that out. 937, Joe on the radio. You know, give us a call if you want. 877-970-2999. Albert is in the newsroom on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Stuyvesant Park reopening with flood protection. It took nearly 3 years to reopen the park, so a seawall could be erected to protect it from flooding. City officials constructed a 2.4-mile-long east side coast resiliency wall from Montgomery Street up to East 25th Street. The project was developed after damage from Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Ocean City, New Jersey is enacting a slew of measures to stop disorderly teens from gathering on beaches after dark. The new policies, after police responded to nearly 1,000 incidents involving teens during Memorial Day weekend, include underage drinking, assaults, and vandalism. Ocean City Mayor Jay Gillen signed legislation that bans people from entering the beach and boardwalk with backpacks after 8 p.m. and closes the public bathrooms by 10 p.m. Juveniles will now have a curfew at 11 p.m. rather than 1 a.m. In sports, Mets have won two in a row. They beat the Phillies 4-1 at Citi Field, and they'll go for the sweep this afternoon. First pitch set for 1:10 p.m. The Mariners beat the Yankees in 10 innings, 1-0. The Bombers are off today. They'll visit the Dodgers for three games. That starts up tomorrow night. Sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Good morning, it's sunny and it's 65. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, forget about the FDR. Still have a cleanup from an earlier five-car crash. FDR southbound at 53rd Street. Only the far right lane gets by, and it's an hour to go from the RFK Triborough Bridge down to the accident scene. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 25. Holland about 30 from the Turnpike, 50 from 1 and 9. Accident in Edison on Route 1 South and at Old Post Road. Crash on the Parkway southbound at 117 in the right lane. Crash in Hanover Township, 287 southbound at exit 37 for Route 24. And the New York State Thruway southbound is sluggish from exit 13 across the Tappan Zee into Westchester. Checking your forecast today, nice. Mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy down to around 60 in the city. Enjoy Friday. Sunny Friday with a high near 90. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Time is running out to join us in Israel this fall. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. We'll visit amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk the streets of Jerusalem, tracing back the steps of Jesus and his disciples. Float in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of each and every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Dennis and me this October. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tune in tonight at 7 for Legal Night on Radio Night Live, sponsored by Plaza College. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Start your lucrative career in court reporting today. Visit plazacollege.edu to get started. P-L-A-Z-A college.edu.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be.
If you're a local business and want to see what Salem Surround can do for you, Google Salem Surround New York. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about this Perillo Piscopo tour that we want you to be a part of, because it is something that's special that we took a lot of time to put together. So we invite you to call Janice, go to PerilloTours.com, and Janice is standing by, the great team at Perillo Tours standing by, because we have only a few openings left on this Rome-Sicily trip. We are so excited about it. So we want you to call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. You can say, I want to go to Sicily with Joey, baby, and we are going to have a fun time. But we're going to Rome first for 3 nights, so you can see everything in Rome, including a special intimate performance right on one of the seven hills of Rome, overlooking beautiful Roma, right? Then we fly directly to Sicily, visiting Catania, Taormina, Palermo, Savoca, Forza d'Agro, Messina, and then we're going to be at the foot of Mount Etna for a wine tasting. This is, it's Rome, and then we go all throughout Sicily, Palermo, and then we come back to America. 9 nights in all. This is a VIP special customized Perillo Piscopo tour. This is the one. We got a few seats left. I got to tell you something. Again, we sold out, and I'm honored. I'm just flushed with humility that you're kind enough to go with us, because we become lifelong friends. When the radio family turns into an international family and we go around and we travel, it is a very, very special thing to do, once-in-a-lifetime thing to do. So the tour dates are October 18th through the 28th. You can call Janice. She's standing by with the great team at Perillo Tours, 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth.
Hey, I'm the answer.
Baba Nagila by Dick Dale, man. Nothing get better than that. So I'm going to be off to Chabad of Hunterdon County with my friend Rabbi Eli Kordenfeld, doing a great job in Hunterdon County. And he's calling in now. Rabbi, thanks for calling in. I'll see you tonight, but I'm proud of you. How about that? Dick Dale, maybe I could get my son Michael to come over tonight to play a little of that for you, huh?
That would be amazing. That would be incredible. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Joe.
Now, listen, the work you've done, I always say it's so funny, and I when we met years ago, 20 years ago, at the Holiday Inn in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, and then I felt like there wasn't a real big Jewish presence in Hunterdon County. You know, I'm still waiting for the Italians to show up out in Hunterdon County, you know, Rabbi? So I really appreciated what you've done, and now you are celebrating at Chabad in Hunterdon County 20 years, and I congratulate you for that, my friend. And tell us about the evening tonight, please.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, 20 years. We've been here in the community in Hunterdon County in Clinton Township, just doing good work, making an impact in the community, helping the Jewish community, but also helping the general community. And tonight is just a night to celebrate and bring together the good people and look for the next 20 years of fun and just giving back to the community.
Yeah, it was fun. And you got to tell the story. And when you put the a menorah, something on your what did you do on your car? And did one of our fine police officers pulled you over? Said that wasn't legal. Did that actually happen? Right.
True story. I mean, he thought I had emergency lights, and he's like, this is not legal for a rabbi to have emergency lights on the top of your car. A great moment. But then when I went to court and the judge chuckled and of course said he was aware, the Chabad rabbis driving around town on Hanukkah with menorahs on top of their cars. Just another great experience. When I went to Walmart when I first got here, and I did a little Sunday morning brunch. I need to get some food, so I went. I said, do you have any locks? So the guy sent me to the hardware department. I said, oh, we got work to do here.
That's great. But you did. Remember, you went to ShopRite and you had a menorah lighting, with our late great friend Phil Levine. I got to give Phil a shout out, man. It's been so much fun because you're building the community, and to see what you've done. And now you have your whole new Chabad center there. And remember, I was in Israel. I saw Chabad in Jerusalem. I texted you back and forth. It's a great community. Listen, I'm proud to be there. We're going to have some fun tonight. Whatever you want to do tonight, you let me know. I'm just going to come over. And what do we start about 6:30? You said, Rabbi.
6:30. Yeah, and again, just Phil Levine of blessed memory, and all the good people at Unity Bank, Jim Hughes and Dave Dallas.
Yeah.
20
yeah.
years, and tonight
yeah.
we're honoring. Tonight we're honoring DJ Wright. Now I think that you are in competition with DJ.
Yeah.
About who is at more benefits and fundraisers in the area. And I think you might have met your match here. DJ Wright, and Chabad Rabbi honoring a funeral home. I mean, it's going to be great tonight. He does so much for the community, DJ.
Yeah.
And we're certainly excited to be honoring him tonight. And, come on out tonight, 6:30 in the beautiful Hunterdon County and celebrate 20 years.
It'll be great. And Dave Dallas and Jim Hughes and our friends at Unity Bank will be there front and center. So we appreciate it. Rabbi, great job. I'm proud of you, Ellie. You're doing great things. I'll see you tonight. We'll have some fun, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's
yes,
been
sir.
An honor calling you a friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Right back at you, Rabbi. Thank you so much. Rabbi Eli Kornfeld doing a great job. And I got to tell you, and when I came out to Hunterdon County, it is beautiful out there. I got to tell you something. And it really, I just tweeted a picture from a town called Califon where they had the American flag, the Memorial Day parade, all like America. The schools are great. The towns are great. The people are great. The police are great. It's a beautiful place to be. Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Don't forget, I'm an Essex County guy, and I love Essex County, and I'm there a lot. But when we go out, it's tough to get a cannoli. Yeah, I'm just saying. Tough to get a Zapoli. It's out in the boondock. But you can find them. But then, and Rabbi, I identified with Rabbi because he came out. And the Jewish community was there through my friend, again, the late, great Steve Califer. actually built a synagogue, I believe, in Flemington. But the rabbi has come up and done real community grassroots work with Chabad of Hunterdon County. And we're all in this together. And by the way, if you believe in something and we're not of the same religion, it's okay that we all get along and appreciate and respect that. The thing is, I don't want to, if you tell me, well, if you don't believe what I believe, then I'm going to kill you. This is the problem. Then you got a little problem with me. You know, I mean, you want to accept everybody and then help everybody because it just makes for a stronger community. And I'll be there tonight. Joey Benefit at Chabad of Hunterdon County. Chabad of Hunterdon County tonight in New Jersey. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Susie Cerone's in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, sunny and 65. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side of the street. Parking rules are in effect. Inbound George 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln's 25, the Holland 30 from the Turnpike, 50 from 1 and 9. Still forget about the FDR. FDR southbound is jammed from the RFK Triborough Bridge to 53rd Street. Cleanup of an earlier five-car accident. Only the right lane gets by. Crash on the Grand Central eastbound at the Northern State. You're backed up from the Cross Island. Crash in Edison on Route 1 southbound at Old Post Road. Thruway southbound still pretty slow from exit 10 in Nyack right across the Tappan Zee Bridge, making your way in towards Westchester County. And this total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to service your Toyota at Route 22 Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Biden immigration policy.
This is the insanity of what we're witnessing today, whether it's people, you know, strapped onto the landing gear of a Hercules taking off from Bagram Airport, or if it's literally Chinese nationals being allowed in across the southern border. This is the policy of the Biden administration, and it has to stop.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
We're here at Tax Relief Advocates, a leader in helping people resolve their IRS debt. With me is Leah. Leah, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. In this economy, a lot of Americans are struggling with IRS debt. But whether you owe $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, at Tax Relief Advocates, we have a solution. There are special programs that the IRS offer for debt forgiveness, and our team of experts use our proven three-step process to help those who qualify negotiate the settlement of their tax debts for significantly less than they owe.
And there's zero risk, right?
If we can't reduce your tax debt, you owe us nothing.
That's a great offer, and the reviews back you up.
They sure do. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A-plus rating with the BBB.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't ignore it. Do something about it. What's the first step, Leah?
For your free tax debt consultation, go to TRA.com or give us a call. Call 800-583-4890. That's 800-583-4890. 800-583-4890.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Got ourselves a little bit of a mini heat wave for today and tomorrow as we're looking at mostly sunny skies. Starting off 84 today, partly cloudy overnight, 62. Back to full-on sunshine tomorrow as we hit a high near 90 degrees. Tomorrow night into Saturday, we'll see some evening thunderstorms pass on by. Still could see some showers on Saturday as well, maybe even hear some thunder. Our high on Saturday dips quite a bit, down to 68. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. The cuisine is made from scratch. So when sometimes I'm there and I see Johnny coming out, you know, or Fred or Michael himself, and sometimes they have the chef gear on, you know, Marianne's over there, the whole family's there. And I say, oh, where were you guys? We were in the kitchen. They work the kitchen, and they make, when I order my gnocchi arrabbiata at Michael's of Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, it's made from scratch. Right. Oh, and all the sauce that you get at the supermarkets all around the country, or you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order the sauce, become part of the Sauce of the Month Club, which is a lot of fun. You know, it's made right there. The sauce is made right there. Avenue Arnos. And you know me, it's all about local and helping the communities out. Man, Michael's of Brooklyn has been there forever. And now when you go to and you think about the best Italian restaurant in New York, not to mention around the country, it's Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody is going to Michael's of Brooklyn because you know what? It's old school. There's hospitality, there's warmth, and there's Italian American authenticity that you just can't make up. That is from the heart of the Cacacci family right there in the heart of Brooklyn, New York. So here's the number. You got to call because everybody's going, okay? 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
What is this? What is this one now? What did I miss on this one?
This is Rush. New World Man.
Of course.
From the Signals album, 1982, 40-year anniversary this year.
Well, you're playing some new music. I like this updated music. I love this. Yeah, right. I tell you. So what? Now the Hunter Biden is going to be more. What am I reading here? I don't know what to believe anymore. So that's why I ask you publicly, with not even talking about it beforehand, that Hunter Biden now is, there's more pictures coming out from the Hunter Biden laptop or something like that.
Haven't we seen enough of pictures from this guy? Like, what more could they possibly be showing? We've seen him smoking crack. We've seen him in various states of undress. What else are they going to show?
I'll pass on the Hunter Biden photo album.
Yeah, I'm good. Eating ice cream? I mean, you know, maybe getting weighed on a scale in New Zealand? I don't know. I mean, you know, come on.
No, I'm telling you, I don't know. They're putting more, but I don't know what purpose that is going to serve. I really don't know. Oh, Lord, you can't make it up. I know. So, but that's what they're saying, and I just don't know if it's the real deal or not. Hey, Joe on the radio, Joey Sebelia, great job today. Thank you so much. I know you get frustrated sometimes. People don't call.
Great job for the people who actually showed up this morning.
No, come on. It's all right. You know what? It's like there's some people, they don't call. We put them on the island. Other people, you know, we understand because they're friends of the show. So
I was watching Castaway last night. You know, Wilson's lonely, so, you know, what are you going to do?
The way Tom Hanks would talk to the volleyball, it was great.
I got it right to the, like, I turned it on right at the point where the plane is about to go down. I'm like, oh, I'm hooked. I'm in.
By the way, who directed that? Zemeckis?
Robert Zemeckis.
I think it's Hanks, one of Hanks' best films.
Yeah, it really is. Clearly. It really is. Hey, Albert, thank you. Have a great day off tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
And all the very best. We'll
get a massage today. Of course.
Svetlandia.
That was yesterday.
All right. Hey, and Debbie will be back. Susie, thank you. Cara Fasaro, thank you. We're tweeting out, we're texting out everything. On all the social media, so you can get the show. Mert Roberts will podcast the show in a moment. Michael, thanks for answering the phones. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.